Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining the show today. My website is TorahLifeMinistries.org. And for those of you that don't know, Torah is not a Jewish word, and Torah is not a Jewish book. The Torah is part of the Bible that you read as a Christian. It's the first five books of the Bible. So it's a Bible book. It's a set of books, actually. It's the first five books, starting in Genesis. And what it actually means is the instructions of our Creator, the guidelines or His will for us. And many people, when they first get past the understanding, the people say to me, well, where can I get a copy of the Torah? Well, if you've read your Bible, you've read the Torah. But most Christians aren't reading the first five books of their Bible. They think their Bible starts in Matthew, and it doesn't. And I'm here to tell people that the Torah is the foundation of all Scripture. And as a Christian, you have a responsibility to learn as much as possible about your Messiah, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and to live according to His words. Because that's what it comes down to. It's not the commentary you hear on the radio. It's not people's opinions. It comes down to one thing. What is He telling me to do, and how is He asking me to live? And that shows your heart. That shows, it's a sermon of forget about what the world says and forget what people say. What does my Creator tell me to do? He created me, it says in the Bible, He knew every hair on my head before I was even born. He formed me in the womb. He created me, and He knows what best is for me. And you know what? Our Creator is smarter than we are. So I'm here to let people know that the Torah is the foundation of all Scriptures. But here comes the problem. The problem is Christianity. Because Christianity today is not what the Bible calls following and obedience to our Messiah, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. Christianity today will switch the word Torah and call it law. And with that comes the idea of we're not under the law. But we have to understand the idea of what happens when we bring in the law. Because Yeshua, our Messiah, the one you call Jesus, did come to do away with the law. But the law is not the Torah. They're two different things. The Torah are the instructions and the guidelines and the will of our wonderful Creator, Yahweh. The law, the man-made traditions, that's what Yeshua came to do away with. So if we just read our Bibles with this idea in mind, whenever you see the word law in the Old Testament or the original covenant, or even in the renewed covenant, we have to understand the majority of times that means the instructions of our Creator. And whenever you see Paul or Yeshua or anyone else talking about against the law, they're talking against the traditions of man. So if you will simply transfer the word law with either Torah or instructions of man or traditions of man, then you'll start to understand that it's not the same thing, and you'll start to see the message of Yeshua more clearly. So when Yeshua came, He had a problem with the traditions of man, not the instructions of our wonderful Creator, who gave us the book, the Bible, so we could know how to live. The Bible even goes to call it our schoolmaster, so we can learn and know when we're doing something wrong, so we don't do it again, not as an excuse to keep doing it. So we have to get this right, and if we're doing something and we're saying something different of who we are or what we believe, that is called a liar. And we don't want to be called a liar. We want to be called an obedient, faithful child of our wonderful Creator who created us, designed us, and gave us the instructions on how we are to live our lives. And the blessings that come along with us is a gift. And the greatest gift we have is Yeshua dying for us, so we could be set free and have another chance at doing this. Now, if you've just tuned into this radio station and you've never read the Bible, or you haven't read all of it, or you haven't read the first five books of the Bible, you know, read it with an open mind and forget about the commentary. If you don't understand it, you know, before you read it, just pray and ask our Creator to open up your eyes so you get an understanding of this historical story of what actually did happen. you know, people that say they don't understand the Bible, but they have the idea in mind to go to a movie and watch a very complicated movie and see all this stuff that's going on, or even read a book about a very complicated movie. We have the capability to understand what's going on in the Bible. But if we read it as an event, an historical event that has happened, which is true, we can understand this is real, and we can get a better understanding of it. And what has actually happened was we're sinners. We messed up. We're not listening to our Creator. Our flesh desires to follow a way that goes against the way our Creator designed us to live. But we have a Savior who gave us a second chance to get it right. And He gave us a book of the instructions. That doesn't take away our desire of our flesh to live against those instructions. But with that book comes the set-apart spirit that will help us not just take away our sin, but to take away our sin nature and give us another opportunity to do things the right way. And that's what it comes down to. Are you making excuses to live against our Creator's words, or are you making a change in your life to desire to live towards it? And it's not about perfection or being perfect. It's about doing the best you can to achieve the goal that He set for us, His will. And if we mess up, and if we're repentant for it, we have His grace and mercy. But if we mess up and we're not repentant for it, no. The Bible is very clear. He loves those who love Him, and He hates those who love sin. We need to get this right, folks, and we need to understand this. So I'm going to invite everybody to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, to see a bunch of other videos and audios on this topic. And I tell you, the things you'll hear are different than other things you'll hear on the radio station, because Christianity today has been watered down and mixed up to give a message that goes against what the Bible is talking about. And now we have a bunch of people congregating in a building where they're all liars. They're saying they want one thing, but they're not doing the things to support that. We can call it the Book of Hypocrites, or the Gospel of the Liars. And that's what's happening. Now, many Christians out there are deceived to believe they're doing something they're not. But our Creator is smarter than we are. And if we pray and we seek, He will bestow upon us the opening of our eyes so we could see, and the opening of our ears so we could hear the truth. And I've met many Christians who have read the Bible several times, and they just missed it. They just missed it. Because they've been so doctrined and so brainwashed into thinking it's this way and it cannot be any other way. Well, if what you're reading goes completely against what you're doing, something is wrong. A Creator says, you know, He has a plan for us, and it is for good and not disaster, to offer us a future and a hope. Well, you know what? If you look around the church today, if you look around Christianity, it's just all a disaster. You know, if you want that future and a hope, if you want all to be well with you, and this Bible doesn't say some, the Bible says all with a capital A-L-L, all to be well with you. It says we need to follow Him. Follow Him and the way He says to live. And that is according to the first five books of the Bible, known as the Torah. And when it says the Bible will set us free, people that don't understand this, people that aren't believers, people that do not believe in Yeshua think the Bible limits us. Oh, it limits us to live according to certain rules and regulations and laws, and it just limits us to live us a certain way. And when the Bible says the truth sets us free, that's exactly what it does. The only thing it limits us from is the curses that come along with the disobedience of our Creator who created us, and all the consequences that come along with that. We don't want that freedom. You know, our fleshly desire will lead us down a path that we don't want anything to do with. We want to know what our Creator says is good and right. And we want to take that narrow road that leads to that narrow gate. And that narrow gate is Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. Because that wide path that says, well, I'm free to do whatever I want, and I could have the capability to listen to my flesh. Well, it says in the Bible, there's a way before each man that seems right and ends in death. And we need to get this right, folks. So I want to give you some scriptures here to just wake you up If you're a Christian and you've been deceived to believe, you know, Christmas and Easter and all these other days, these, you know, are okay to partake in, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says to separate yourself and divide yourself and not mingle the seed with the pagan ways. So the average Christian today will disregard the set apart appointed times of our wonderful Creator that He's given us in clear writing in the Scriptures, and replace them with pagan rituals, pagan holidays, and man-made traditions. And then they'll say, well, we don't have the discipline or the knowledge or the capability to follow our Creator's guidelines and instructions. But with their actions, they're actually saying, we have the discipline, the knowledge, and the capability to follow every man-made tradition and every pagan custom out there. Our Creator would not give us a word if we couldn't keep it. He would not give us a command or a guideline if we couldn't do it. And we need to wake up and we need to understand this. Now, I do believe out there that when I walk into the average Christian church, I do believe that I'd say 99% of the Christians in there truly love Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. Their heart yearns for Him and His way. And the persecution that comes along with that, this is why they're there, because they do love Him. But the Bible does say, if you love Me, you will keep My guidelines and instructions. If you love Me, you will follow Me. If you love Me, you will seek Me. Look, folks, when you fall in love with somebody when you're younger or when you're older, you fall in love with them, you want to learn everything about them, and you want to do everything possible to please them. You don't want to just, you know, learn what they love and what they want and just do something different. And when you accept Yeshua as your Messiah to know if it's real, something has to change. Something has to happen. You can no longer be that same fleshly person you were prior to accepting Him and thinking you're going to be the same after that. Your heart needs to change. You now need to love what He loves and hate what He hates. And if that's not happening, you're still too caught up in the world. John 8:44 in the Bible says, so we're looking at the book of John 8:44, says, "For you are the children of your father the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." So remember that, folks. It is consistent with his character of being a liar. So keep that in mind. Consistency is what we're talking about. You know, it's not about being perfect. We all sin. We're all sinners. Are we repentant or not? But what do we consistently do? Do we make a practice out of sinning? Do we continue to sin and make a practice and justify it? Or do we try to break that consistency? Do we try to overcome it and do better next time? Are we appreciated for the mercy and the grace of Yeshua, knowing that He wants us to do better? Or do we just use Him as an excuse and say, well, He died for me, so I can do this? It's the consistency with your character that makes the difference if you truly love Him or not. That's it. Don't be a liar. You know, and don't be walking around living in sin and making a consistent practice that I've been saying, well, my Creator knows my heart. Right here it says clearly, our hearts are evil, folks. That's not a good thing to say He knows our heart. No. He wants us, we need to understand that we can change. And even the worst of worst sin is out there, have an opportunity to change. You know, but it's those that think they're right, those that think they're righteous, those that think they've already changed. The average Christian out there thinking, well, they've got it. Well, I'll tell you this, and I'll be right straight up. If you're going to a mega church, listening to a mega church message, and thinking it's all good once you're saved, and there's going to be no hardships in your life, and it's not going to, you know, be a challenge, and you don't have to do anything, you don't have to act any different than you did before you were saved, you are seriously deceived. You are seriously deceived. We're saved only through the blood of Messiah Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. We're not saved by works. We don't do things to be saved. We do things because we are saved. We're supposed to follow our wonderful Messiah because He came and died for us and gave us another chance. So we must make sure our character is consistent with the character of Yeshua and not consistent with the character of the enemy, who's a liar and consistently desiring evil things. John 8:55. John 8:5 says, "But you don't even know him. I know him. If I said otherwise, I would be as great a liar as you. But I do know him and I obey him." Two things there to make sure your character is consistent with Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. You must know him and obey him. Obedience. See, the average Christian preacher or Christian church will say, well, that's legalism. Well, no, I say our Creator is telling us right here, we must know our wonderful Creator and be obedient to him. There's so many laws of the government that we follow and we don't want to break because we're worried about the fine we might get with money. Some people are even worried about being thrown in jail. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're disobedient to man-made laws, jail or money, that's one issue. But if you're disobedient to our Creator's laws on a consistent basis, you're going to get a lot worse than just a money fine or going to jail. And if you realize the consequence of that, and if you actually loved our Creator, you would fear our Creator. That's it. The problem we have today is we fear man more than we fear our Creator. That's why we have no fear of sinning. That's why we don't worry or think about it. You know, we just do it with no problem. The average person today has no faith in our Creator that they fear the diseases of man more than they fear our Creator. If somebody's walking down the street with a disease, they run away. I don't want to get that. If somebody's walking down the street who's a sinner, I don't see you running away from that person. You start hanging out with that person and mingling the seed and becoming friends with that person, and there you go. You must make sure that your character is not consistent with the character of the enemy. And it must be consistent with the character of our Creator and our Messiah. And our Messiah followed the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, and he told others to do so. 1 John 2:2 says, "And who is a liar? And who is a liar? Anyone who says that Yeshua is not the Messiah. Anyone who denies the Father and the Son is against," or the Antichrist, "is against him." That is a liar. So somebody who verbally says it, anyone who says it, that he's not. So that's denying. It says in the scriptures, "If you deny me before man, I will deny you before my Father in heaven." So that's obvious. But what about those who say they believe, but they don't follow? See, it's one thing to come out and say it, Yeshua is not him, you know, I don't believe that. That's one thing. But what about those who say they know him and do not follow? How much worse? 1 John 2:4 says, "If someone claims, I know God, I know Yahweh, but doesn't obey his guidelines and instructions, doesn't obey his commandments, doesn't seek to keep the Torah, that person is a liar and not living the truth." So what are you, folks? Are you a professed Antichrist who you completely deny him, but at least you're telling the truth? Or what are you? Somebody who says you know him and you're not following him. A complete hypocrite. And I will submit to you that the average church, not every church, there are churches that have it right, the average church out there promoting Christianity today is not living the truth. They're hypocrites. They're not supporting the idea of the character of Yeshua, our Messiah, which says we must follow the commandments if we love him. And Christians will say, well, what commandments can we follow? We can't keep all of them. And I could tell you, our Creator would not give us something he did not want us to accomplish. And there are some commandments that aren't for us. I'm not a woman. Many of the commandments are for women. I can't keep them. And I'm not going to try to make myself a woman to keep them, because that's completely defying scripture. What about the scriptures for farmers? Well, I live in a city. I don't have a farm. I can't keep those. Well, what about the ones I can keep? What about the ones I have the capability of doing? Our Creator says that my commandment shall not be burdensome to those who love me. My weight, my yoke will not be too heavy for these to carry out. What about those? Do we make excuses or do we do them? The average person doesn't even know what they are. You see, we first have to understand what is sin. So if you're a Christian listening to this right now, just ask yourself that question. What is sin? And it says in 1 John, in the scripture, it said, sin is transgression of the law. Now, what law are they talking about? Are they talking about the instructions and guidelines of a wonderful creator? Or are they talking about the law that Yeshua came to do away with, that was the man-made traditions that were being taught? And once you understand that, you have your answer. Sin is transgression of the guidelines of our wonderful creator, not the man-made laws that we don't have to follow in the traditions. You see, the average Christian is getting confused between man-made traditions and our Creator's guidelines and instructions. They're both often referred to as law, but they're not. You know, we need to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. As it says in the Bible, it says, do not add or take away, but keep the guidelines and instructions. It's in Deuteronomy. Do not add or take away, but keep the guidelines and instructions. So you have a system of Pharisees and sages in Judaism that added to the guidelines and instructions so much that Yeshua our Messiah had to come back and had to tell people that they're just adding to these, had to rebuke them, and had to do away with them. So it would just leave the pureness of our Creator's guidelines and instructions without everything they were adding to it. But now today you have the church that's taken away from the guidelines and instructions. That says we don't have to do anything. You're right. We don't have to do anything to get the opportunity to be set free and get the blood of Yeshua to wash over us and give us salvation. But if we truly have that on our heart, we're going to want to do it. We're going to want to live according to the way he says. We don't want to go back to our old lifestyle that put us in that prison cell to begin with. Do not add or take away, but then it goes, but keep them. Exodus 15:26 says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same diseases upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. Folks, this scripture is not about Egyptians. This scripture is about the disobedient. If you are obedient to my word, I will not put the same diseases, discomforts in your life that I put upon the disobedient. That's what it comes down to. Are you obedient or disobedient? Or who are you obedient to? Who is your character consistent with? And if you say Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, are you telling the truth or are you a liar? Your actions do speak louder than words. So the average Christian, and if you're listening right now and you think you're a Christian, well, just look at the commandments. Yeshua didn't come and give us a new set of commandments. When it said in Jeremiah, I give you a new covenant, the word is actually a renewed covenant. It's not changing it and erasing what was already given. It's not throwing away the whole original covenant and giving you something new. No, the location changed. The location went from paper to your heart. So now, not only should you just have to read it, now you should know it on your heart and live it automatically. That's how much more important it was, not to be done away with. If you have an old rusty car that's an old classic, you don't throw it away. No, you shine it up and you fix it up so you could restore its original beauty. And when our Creator set us free through Yeshua from death row, he gave us this wonderful way to restore what his original intent was for us. And that was the instructions and the guidelines. As our schoolmaster, to teach us how we should live, to show us the way we should go, so all could be well with us. What he has given us is a more excellent way. A more excellent way, not the path that we choose for ourselves, not the path that our flesh desires, but a more excellent way in Yeshua Messiah that says, follow me. Follow me. So it's like Yeshua is telling us, I understand you were created because of Adam and Eve. You were created in a way where your desires are to live in disobedience, your heart's desires to live in sin, your fleshly desire is to go against my word and to follow the devil. I understand that, but you know what? Follow me. Follow me. And when we see that, we understand the way and the truth of the life of Yeshua, and that he gives us life. He gives us that opportunity. He gives us that chance. And if you're watching right now and you're one of those people that claim, well, there's many different ways to get there. You know, the scripture says there's only one way. And if you say and claim there's many ways and you're right, well, you haven't lost anything. But what if you're wrong? What have you lost? Well, the scriptures are clear what you've lost. But even worse, if you're one of those that say you know the way, you know the truth, and you decide not to follow it, scripture says, liar. Remember, 1 John 2:4. If someone claims they know God but don't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar, and we must get right with it. It's not about legalism, and some Christians will claim, well, that's for Israel. Israel has to keep the guidelines and instructions, or the Jewish people. Well, Noah, who built the ark, you know, he wasn't Jewish. He took the clean animals on the ark. You know, Abraham wasn't Jewish. You know, and he desired to follow the commandments of our wonderful Creator. And you know what? You're not a Gentile if you're not Jewish. A Gentile means a heathen. It means a non-believer. You can't be a believing Gentile. That's an oxymoron. When you accept Yeshua as Messiah, you become Israel. You are now Israel. And the Torah, the guidelines and instructions, are for all of Israel. All who say they know Him, and all who want to follow Him, and all who want to believe. And if you were anyone else telling you different, you have now met, as it says in the scripture, a liar, a follower of the enemy, a follower of the devil, or a very deceived person. So you have that opportunity to make that choice. And the Bible says, today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. It doesn't matter, folks, what you've done yesterday. It doesn't matter what your life was previously. You know, the Bible says in James 4:17, to know good and not to do it, to him it is sin. You might not have heard these things before, but now you have heard them. So what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose life or choose death? And it says in the scripture, the people answered, not a word. I hope today you'll answer the word and choose life and a more excellent way. Folks, you've been watching or listening to Paul Neeson at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And if you're in South Florida, we have a local fellowship that meets every Sabbath. That's Saturday at 3 p.m. in Lake Worth. And you can contact me at the phone number at the end of this message, or go to my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can contact me there. Please post any comments or questions you have below any of the videos or anywhere you hear this audio on the internet. And also on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you can go on to the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and go to the top of the screen and just click on the Google Hangout or the YouTube Hangout Fellowship for live fellowship with me and many others for 2 hours every Friday night. You can also get there via my YouTube page, which is Health Watchman. And I thank you for listening today to the show. And I just pray that your eyes would be opened to see the truth. Your ears would be open to hear the truth. And I also pray for those that are teaching the truth, that they will no longer be deceived, and that we will all not be liars. That when we stand before our Creator, He will not say, get away from me, I did not know you. That He will say, good job, good job. So there it is, folks. Thank you very much for listening today. Have a blessed day, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m., at the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
The dust was stained a crimson red beneath the shadow of that tree. The blameless one became our sin to set the prisoner free. A place of punishment and shame now set apart.